Blog Talk Radio.
IWSFA Radio, and welcome to our January 2013 show. My name is Nance Wernis, and I'll be your host along with Tamlin Walker and Diane Burleson for the next hour. We will be talking about women's flag football, the International Women's Flag Football Association, and topics related. You can download our past episodes of our radio program on IWFFA.com. We welcome you to be part of the conversation or share your thoughts and opinions. You can join us in our conversation tonight by phoning 649-915-9555. And this is a live number. You can email us prior to the show. If we can read your comments, and our address is iwffa@iwffa.com. And we can also prearrange conversations with your teams, players, and fans if you so wish. So we are on the air tonight, and I want to thank the Women's Football Talk and BJ for monitoring our show. Without her and all of her hard work, this radio show and many others like it on Women's Talk Football would not be possible. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about some women's sports things that are going on here in the near future, and of course our big event in the latter part of this February is going to be the Kelly McGillis Classic, so we'll be speaking a lot about that. I wanted to open up the show, though, a little bit to talk about something I saw on the weekend games, the tackle NFL games this weekend. They had they showed the championships for the punt, pass, and kick competitions for the kids. Did Tam or Diane, did you guys happen to see those this weekend?
Not me.
No, I did not. And okay. Hello, everyone.
Well, for years now, they've had this punt, pass, and kick competition, and they've added women or a girls group division by age, you know, several years ago. And I took
part. Wait, Nance, when did they add the girls?
Oh, it's been years ago.
Okay.
Some time ago. It's probably been mid. Maybe 2000 and low 2000s. Maybe they had the girls in there, and
okay.
So they had their own separate divisions, and they divided by ages. And I made note particularly of this year's champions because there's actually a little girl, Hayden Kurtz, that represented the Kansas City Chiefs, and she's from the Kansas City area. So I thought that was kind of neat that she had won. She won for the 6 to 7 year age group for girls. But what was interesting about this is that her total score was 149 feet. And how they get that score is they add your punt, pass, and kick distances, and then their accuracy plays a part of that too. But she would have, had they not split out the girls and the boys, she would have placed third with the boys in that same age group.
I believe it.
I thought that was incredible. So then I kept looking at it. And if you go down to the ages 12 through 13, the first place girls, Christina Lynch and Elisa Fallon, they were placed first and second in the girls' division. They would have placed second and third in the boys' division. They would have beat three out of the four boys in their division had they been participating with the boys. Can you believe that?
I believe it.
I think that's great.
Pam, you don't believe it?
I tell you what, I'm not surprised at all. Our young girls are there athletically. They're as knowledge of the game. They put into practice. And, yes, I'm not surprised at all.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Diane, I think we should do a punt, pass, and kick at the Kelly and McGillis Classic.
Well, wait a second. We do that. It's the Pepsi halftime game.
Mm.
But we also do the furthest throw, the longest kick. We don't do a set of pass. And we do wheelbarrows. We do the wheelbarrow race. So you would call ours, let's see, the halftime, call it kick. Pass, wheelbarrow.
I think we're almost there. I like that.
Yeah.
The Pepsi challenge.
Okay. Hey, that's great. Listen, there's a correction though, Nance. That was I'm really happy that you that's really interesting. Great. Thanks for bringing that on to the show. But today's the 17th. You were thinking it's the 13th today. It's the 17th.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
Okay. But anyway, yeah. No, it's just I want to say something too. You know, the at that age, yes, the girls can pair evenly with the boys because of the development of the body. The muscle is not yet, you know, it's when the testosterone kicks in, you know, boys at puberty, do they start to get stronger and faster. And you know, we know, I've said this all along, you know, the men are stronger and faster than the women, and that's great. But you know what? For the women, but our flag football game is more exciting, you know, because the finesse, the strategy, you know, it's two different ball games as far as I'm concerned. You know, I know it hurts sometimes to say a statement like that the men are stronger and faster, but that's okay. I mean, does that offend either of you?
No.
If I say that?
Mm-mm.
Pam, does that offend you? Tam?
We might have lost Tam.
Oh. I think I heard her feelings. Maybe. But I heard her feelings.
Yeah.
But anyway, she'll probably come back. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so thank you, Nance. Hey, listen, have you been reading those the flag football news, monthly news?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You know what is really fun that's been happening the last few issues, I guess the last few months? You know, our jokes were getting pretty bad, you know. I was getting desperate. You know, I put out those email news. It takes the whole day, mainly because I'm looking for a joke on the internet or trying to, you know, find a joke from somewhere. And so, you know, it was in the middle of last year, I think, I started to ask everyone in those emails, please send us your jokes. And it so happened I had a woman who sent us a pretty good joke. Mm-hmm. And then the following month, I got two jokes. So I thought, oh, let's make it a contest. And so we've got now this joke contest. And we've got a lot. What's happening is you either vote, if you like the joke, you click on thumbs up And if you don't like the joke, thumbs down, or you don't vote. But we've been getting a lot of votes for these jokes. I got to say that, so for me, that's been a lot of fun, the responses. And when these women vote, a lot of times they send me their jokes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win for us. So I got jokes lined up for next month already. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I noticed that some of the jokes, they were looking to vote for the best joke, and they didn't get enough votes, so that we weren't able to give them a prize. Is that how does that work?
Yes. Well, you know, our email list, we send out over 11,000 emails. If you can't get 20 approvals, you know, thumbs up, then it's really not worth it. But we have to set the bar somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make it competitive. So anyway, so we're I don't know. No one has even reached the halfway mark. But it's 20 votes, 20 thumbs up, and then the person who sent us their joke, they get an IWFFA T-shirt. So that day has not come yet. But do you have a favorite joke that you appreciated?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the ones that were on for last time.
The ones that were on for last time was the ladies who lost their husband. Remember that?
Yeah.
In the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
We should have left in the freezer. Diane, one you had to explain to me, and the other one, the husband and wife having their little situation in the bed and wanted to switch sides at halftime. And they
That's
both
right.
were really good jokes. They're really good jokes.
That was sick. That was a sick joke.
Well, then you vote thumbs down. And listen, if you vote thumbs down on that halftime joke with the husband and the wife, it says... thumbs down. This was a really bad joke. You never should have posted it. So you have to. Sometimes that's another joke. When you click on those links, you know, I decide how to differentiate, and so sometimes they're pretty funny. Yeah, Tam, you were funny. Tam asked me to explain to her the one joke, so I explained to her the joke that she knew, and so I had to come back and. But it was all fun. It was.
Was it the freezer joke?
No.
Yeah, this one was the freezer joke, and I'm still laughing about it now. But for the life of me, I've read this thing 20 times, and I'm like, where is the humor in this thing? But, of course, who has to explain it to me from another country, I got it immediately. Good joke, definitely.
Yeah. So that was good. That was all good. Okay, so listen, so we are going, ladies, we are all going somewhere very special next month, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Ooh.
Key West. Honey, Key West.
Key West. Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I told you I have snow tires on my bicycle, right?
Yeah.
Did you know what? And before I got the snow tires on, I had I have two bicycles, one with and without snow tires. So I took out that day my regular bicycle, and sure enough, boom, I went down. And unbelievable. It's like, you know, here in Stavanger, Norway, it was a thin sheet of ice, the whole ground. And I was just... really amazed, you know. So there's a lot of accidents over here in the wintertime. And I got my snow tires on. So I'm ready for that warmth.
Yeah, you should be in really great shape, Diane. I'm having to balance yourself on that ice and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm in really great shape.
Yeah.
It is 31 today
Night 4.
In Kansas City.
31? Do you have snow?
We have no snow.
No snow. Tam, where are you now?
I'm sorry, Diane?
Where are you now? You're in Atlanta, right?
I am still in the good old South, better known as Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, and how old?
Today, 70. 71.
Oh, that's nice. That's
Old
nice.
Still warm, no jacket required.
Okay. All right, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But we are going, we're going to the 22nd annual Kelly McGillis Classic. And Nance, you have to, you should know, Nance, that Tam is a wanted woman. How did you feel about that whole debacle, Tam?
You mean as far as this year playing, having the honor to play as a loose woman or playing with another team as far as competing?
That's right. Yeah, Nance. Tam was wanted really bad. We've got New York, a New Jersey team. They want Tam so bad. And but Tam wouldn't have it. Tam is a loose woman. Well, actually, it was back and forth. But, wait a second. I got a BJ tells me that we got a call coming in. Wait a second. You know what? It's Allison. I don't think I want to take the phone call.
Yay!
She's from New Jersey.
She wants to recruit Tam.
She wants to recruit Tam.
You know what? Yeah, I bet you that's what she's going to do. No way. All right. BJ.
She's already recruited. That's my girl.
Yeah, BJ, please don't let... don't pick up the phone, BJ. All right, there we go.
Hi, BJ.
So anyway, what I'm also excited about, besides the weather and just the whole event, the Key West, our special celebrity, our guest, our grand marshal, keynote speaker, loose woman. Do you know who that is?
Cindy. Yeah, all together now.
Yes. Cindy Sheehan. Now, you know, I didn't, once she accepted, I did even more research on her. Do you guys know anything about her?
No.
Nothing?
Tell us about her.
She's great. She's an entertainment business, and she's an activist. Yeah.
That's right, Tam. She's an activist. She's a peace. And this is the woman who lost her son in Iraq, and she gave she became most famous, I think, her speech outside Washington, D.C., the Capitol, or inside, just outside the Capitol, rather. And she told then-President George Bush, I think she said something like, George, you're never going to get my, I'm never going to pay my taxes again because my son died in your war. And so the government gave, so that was a very famous speech. And then the government gave her, I think it was $20,000 to bury her son. And she took the money to buy land right next to George Bush's vacation ranch, Crawford, Texas. So and she picked tent. And every time he came in and out, you know, on his vacation, there she was with actually hundreds of other protesters who joined. And that actually, her action then, I think it was 2000, was it 2004? That was the very first Occupy movement, or it inspired the Occupy Wall Street movement. I didn't know that. And so that was very interesting. And anyway, so Cindy has traveled all around the world, actually, and mostly around the U.S. and, you know, inspiring people to for peace. You know, she's a peace activist. And she's a firecracker, and that's what I love about her. And she has a radio show that's really great. You know, the way she talks, it's down and dirty. She's very witty, very smart, fun. She's going to be a blast to play with on the Loose Women's team, I tell you that. And so she is, and also she was nominated for in 2006 for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Incredible.
Wow. That's neat.
So that... that was, you know, so that was, so this is the woman who's coming to our tournament. I can't believe she's coming. I really can't. So, you know, we did a pretty good story of her in the tournament program, so you'll read it. And we'll upload that tournament program in just a few days, by the way, if anybody wants to know all about the tournament, the itinerary and stuff like that, and they could read about Cindy Sheehan. So I just wanted to say how excited I am that Cindy's going to be there. So, and a loose woman to boot. So
it's a great story. We'll be looking forward to spending some time with her and partying a little bit with her and hearing some more of her stories. I bet she has a lot of great ones.
Yeah. A lot of experience. You know, also she ran for vice president in the last 2012 election. I voted for her. You know, here I am in Norway. I'm doing my absentee ballot. I don't mind sharing. I don't find it so personal who I voted for, but I was not going to vote Democrat or Republican because I'm tired of the same old, same old. I'm tired of that. Well, this is a better choice because he's not as bad as the other one. You know, I want someone who I really want. So at first I was going to vote for the green ticket, okay? But as I open up my absentee ballot, oh, my goodness, there is Cindy Sheehan. And she was running for vice president alongside presidential candidate Roseanne Barr. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
And so then I went on YouTube, which is phenomenal, and I searched for Roseanne Barr. She's sharp, too. You know, she probably, because she's a comedian, people are not going to take her serious. And but she's really very very bright too. I like her politics. So I voted for those two for the president and the vice president in 2002. And needless to say, they didn't win. So, but that was You know, when we do that parade in Key West, I'm the very last car. I'm sitting in the back of that parade with that hokey pokey sign that says the president. and I'm screaming to everybody, have no fear, the president is here. And I really enjoy that. So anyway, so Tam, how you doing? I haven't spoken to you for a long time. You are busy up there in Atlanta, aren't you?
Diane, I am a little busy. However, I always have time for you and IWSSA family. And I must say it is, you know, great to be able to talk to you again. It's going to be awesome getting back together with everyone next month for this incredible 22nd annual tournament. But I'm just busy, just staying in shape and still trying to learn the game of football, stay healthy, and help other young and older sisters, sisterhood in football. It's kind of like a football sorority here in Atlanta, regardless of the level or what sport you're playing. We just continue to help and learn from each other. So life is good. Thumbs up.
Now listen, is it okay if Nance would be excited to find out that you have been training for this special team?
I have been doing a couple of extra dumbbell curls and sit-ups, I suppose.
You want to share?
Well, yes. I'm just going to try my hand at my age. You know, I don't have a lot of years left, and this particular activity was on my bucket list. And this, I think, is my year. I hope to peak at my fitness, and I'm just going to give tackle football a try and see how that goes. So I keep you guys informed and just wish me luck.
Good luck.
Get that in. She's playing tackle now. What position on tackle?
Well, right now I'm training at a couple of positions, but we train at the wide receiver slash tight end slash defensive end slash defensive tackle, you know.
Wide receiver? You, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't easy. The transition was kind of mandatory because in flag football, you know, my little size is sufficient to play the offensive line, but when you get into tackle football, my size just is not going to cut it at 5'7", 155, 160 in tackle football. Nance knows that. So I had to make the adjustment. And then when I lost the weight to get to the wide receiver position, because you have to kind of play, you know, light, so you can play faster and you can be stronger. But, yeah, this is where, you know, you go, just like in war. You have to train and you have to do your job. So this is what you want. This is what you got to do. This is what you got to do.
Okay. Sounds serious. Wow. That you are really serious, champ. Nance, are you so serious about your tackle, too?
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, I'll be anxious to see how Tam does if it goes any differently for her in Key West this year. Because I'm sure she's been on a weight program. I'm sure that she's been a lifting program, and then it sounds like she's lost some weight. So no wonder you're being recruited, Tam.
Well, you know.
Yeah, did Allison know that you're playing tackle now?
Yeah, I think she did, but, you know, the recruiting thing, that's kind of like a joke, because Allison, we just kind of love playing together. And let me remind everybody, Allison Wood is Allison Wood and the girls out of Reddington, New Jersey, Power Time. Big shout-out to those girls. They'll be holding their second annual Jersey Shore Women's Flag Football Tournament this August in Asbury Park, New Jersey. So whenever, you know, we have the opportunity to play together or get together and have fun, we kind of wanted to do it. Those girls are serious coming from New York, New Jersey. They are focused on winning this tournament, not just, you know, making the trip to come down and play. Loose women, once a loose woman, always a loose woman. We come to this tournament continuously to compete and to get better. But our main focus is just having fun and playing the game. So, you know, I kind of like being a loose woman, and it just always gives me the opportunity to meet interesting women and again, to build a sisterhood of flag football. So.
Yeah, that loose woman, that really suits you pretty well, I think, Tam, don't you think?
I think so, Nance. Thank you, sister.
Hey, wow, you listen to that spiel. Wow, you get what? Boy, Tam, you are a pro at this, and I'm so happy we got you up there in that press box during the games for the Kelly McGillis Classic. But I just want to say to our listeners out there, if there's anybody thinking about coming for the Key West tournament, Allison's team needs one more player. Ha!
Is it too late to sign up? Can they still sign up, Diane?
Sure.
Well, the loose women can always sign up, you know. So,
Diane, would you mind, you know, we got a bunch of teams coming in as usual, and I know we're going to have a couple of countries, competing countries coming in this year.
Oh!
I'm excited about the level of play just to sit back and watch these women throw this football, catch this football, and run this football.
Actually, you know, and one of our special international teams is from Puerto Rico, because that's a new country for us. And they're coming in pretty thick. They're, as a matter of fact, they are a league that will be sanctioned by the IWFFA, you know, just like our Nordic teams.
That's
and
awesome.
So we're going to see them for the first time in the United States at the Kelly McGillis Classic. And that's Edgar Santiago is the coach, and I've been in cahoots with him for, I think, since this summer. We've been going back and forth, and so, and that's the team, that international team that IWFFA will sponsor. So we're proud that they're making the effort. We're happy, and also curious to see at what level they're playing. But again, you know, for the whole IWFFA, it's not just the loose women; it's all the teams. You know, I know there's a lot of competitive leagues out there, but for us, because we use the sport to teach women skills, we don't care if you win or lose in general. You know, we welcome all teams, different calibers, different skill levels, because then we can bond all the female flag football players. We're not going to, you know, give special attention to the top teams. And I know in some other competitive leagues or associations, that's they tend to do that, you know, favor the top teams. For us, All the teams are important. So let me make that clear. Let me also, while I have up the itinerary, can I share with you the itinerary for the Key West Kelly McGillis Classic?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so listen, so it's a week-long event, and it begins Super Bowl Sunday, February 3rd, and so we're going to begin with the half-shell roll bar, the southernmost oyster obstacle course. And you do a whole slew of competitive events. You are timed. It's competitive. And you also have to chuck, I think it's a dozen oysters. And then the winner's decided, okay, if you don't puke. You have to hold it down. So that's going to be in the afternoon. And then, of course, 6:30, Super Bowl over at the Half Shell Raw Bar. And then on Monday,
We need to film the oyster chugs.
Yeah, you know what? And Nance is going to be our film videographer, too. And thank you, Nance. Also, the next day, February 4th, Monday, we've got competitive games over at the Hog's Breath Saloon. Nance, you remember that.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we had that night 2 years ago at the Hog's Breath, the toilet relay race. And there were guys in the bar, and they wanted to play, and we let them. So we had the women's teams, and we had these guys' team, and then we had this solo guy. He was by himself, and he wanted to run. So nobody objected. It was just that he had to go the whole route, you know. And what the toilet relay race is: first person has a dollar bill in the hand, and the rest of their team is spread out around the block, the next corner, the next corner, the next corner. You understand? So then the first person runs to the next corner, hands the bill to their player. She hands it to her player, and the third person runs into the store, buys a roll of toilet paper, gets the receipt, toilet paper, exact change, and hands it to the fourth person to the finish line. Oh, man, it's always a lot of fun. And I can't believe how competitive they are. And I think that guy, you know what? His photo is up on the website.
Yeah, it is. He was beat.
Nance, did he come? He came in last place, didn't he?
He was last. His face is all red. It was bad.
Did we? Yeah, it was hysterical. So anyway, so that's Monday night at the Hog's Breath. We're going to do competitive games, though, okay? Competitive contests. And that's going to be a lot of fun, but I can't explain now what those games are going to be. But the next day, Tuesday, February 5th, Shanachie, that's where we're going to do the toilet relay race. Shanachie, that has that great Irish food and very, very cheap drink prices. So I think what we'll do is we're going to drink before the toilet relay race. That always makes it more of a challenge, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, because if we... Or actually, should we have two relay races, one before you drink and one after?
Yes.
That's too many. The drugstore will be upset with us.
How long are the relay races?
Years.
You know, you're right, because the way the runners go into the store, you would think it was a hurricane. Now, listen, and of course, throughout the day is when our teams can snorkel, and we've got a lot of companies that are giving discount prices to our flag football women. As a matter of fact, we have an auction that's going out. We are auctioning tickets, and we started half price. For sunset sales, snorkel trips, for all-day excursions, you know, like parasail and those kinds of water sports activities. So just keep in, make sure you open up your, from now on, from now till the tournament, make sure you open up your emails. That's all I got to say. Okay, so then Wednesday, February 6th. Okay, thank you, ladies. And then also February 6th, Wednesday, Fairvilla Megastore. They have specialty items. Do you know what I'm is it understood to they are adult store specialty items. Very nice. Very nice special items.
For adults.
And the, for adults.
For adults. Consenting adults.
For consenting adults.
You guys are mad.
Hey, that reminds me, is Canada going to come this time?
Yes, we got Canada coming. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The rebels.
Okay. Are they so wild, those women?
Nah, it's just a side note.
Okay, but anyway, Fairville is going to have food and wine for the flag football women, wine, cheese, and a food buffet for our flag football women. That's nice. And everybody walks away with a special goodie bag.
Whoa.
So that's the one you want. Yeah, that's the one you want to go to. 524 Front Street. Fairvilla Mega Store, February 6th, Wednesday, 6 to 7:30. You know, the Swedish women went to one of their events at the Fairvilla. First of all, they are they're sponsoring the Loose Women's Team, Fairvilla, okay, for some years. And also, they have been a sponsor of the parade. And when they do these events where they welcome the women to come into the store and have some wine, drinks, food, and we're also going to do a special game. You know what? I just remembered. We're going to do the Miss IWFFA that night. Oh, my
Yay.
God. Big one. That is a big one. God,
that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So maybe the Miss IWFFA is going to have to put on whatever's in that goodie bag.
No comment. I'm not a part of this.
She might need more than one goodie bag.
Say again. Say that again, Nan.
She might need more than one goodie bag.
Maybe, possibly. Who knows?
Hey, Diane, would you explain? But, would you mind explaining though quickly the Miss IWFSA crowning and everything, and the nominees and how they go about that?
Yeah, we like to get each team to be represented. And they usually, somebody is talked into representing their team because it's been a whole array of contests. We've had talent contests. We've had like a walkway contest. We've had, I don't know what else to say, pretty risque contests. And the winners of the Miss IWFFA, we have P-Town and Key West. It's really just a lot of fun to see the women go up there, have the balls to do whatever. They don't know until the judge tells them, okay, ladies, and this is the contest. So they're totally unprepared. And the winner gets crowned Miss IWFFA. So I don't think we have ever received a one of the crowns. I think once we give them out, they're gone. And it's not a crown. It's an IWFFA baseball cap. You know?
Diamond studded.
Diamond studded, yeah. Well, make-believe diamonds all the way around. We try to feminize it and pretty it up, you know, so as best we
and
can.
She goes on to represent the wear the crown for a year. And I think that's one of those one of the great exciting things also of the Key West tournament. Yeah.
It's memories. And you know what? I remember one of the one winner, the very first in P-Town was Kippy. And that's she plays on Allison's team. Oh, my God. She was fantastic. She came back the next year. Yeah, Kippy came back the next year, and she was so gracious. She was saying hello to everybody. She was playing the Miss America role, you know?
Absolutely.
And it was hysterical. She was so serious. I just love Kippy the way she is. She's a lot of fun. And, no, that was perfect. That was perfect. Okay, but now we're only up to Wednesday. Now we're coming up to Thursday. That's the big day. So listen, Thursday we have a players' clinic. We have from 11 o'clock to 1. It's a two-hour intensive clinic. Anyone who wants to learn or sharpen their skills at the field, Wicker Field, players' clinic, okay? And then from 11:30 to 1:30, we have an officiating clinic. Now, this is something that we did because many of our leagues, not just IWFFA leagues, but other flag football leagues around the country, you know, have a hardship in finding good quality officiating. And so here we are trying to address that. We encourage the players themselves to come to the officiating clinic. It is Thursday, 11:30 to 1:30. Michael Rotter, he's one of the officials from Jersey, by the way, will head that officiating clinic. And then later in the day, we have our opening ceremonies. And this is at the Rum Barrel. And this is where our keynote speaker, Cindy Sheehan, is going to speak out. And I don't know what she's going to talk about, but you know what? A lot of locals in Key West are coming just to listen to her. So they're excited about, you know, Key West is a military town. So if you are in favor of the war or support the military, you know, we hope that you come out and listen to Cindy. And if you support peace and you're against the military, we hope you come out and listen to Cindy. And it's okay, you know, whatever your where your heart is. But she's a very good speaker, and she'll be our keynote speaker at the opening ceremonies. Our representative from Puerto Rico, Edgar Santiago, is going to speak. You know, our Scandinavian representative, Lena Johansson, she's going to speak, besides, as well as the mayor of Key West and city commissioners. There's going to be a cheerleading contest, a team costume contest. Tam, do you think maybe the Loose Women should have a theme, a costume theme this year?
That would be a good idea. That would be a good idea.
What do you think?
Well, I may have to get back to you on that one. I may have to consult with a couple of former Loose Women and see what they think about Loose Women for this year's tournament.
Okay, that's
fine. We'll get back to you. And you have a girls' division also, is that correct?
Of course, we've got the girls, yeah.
Love to see the girls play.
Well, the girls, you know what, the girls, they love that cheerleading contest at the opening ceremonies.
Oh, they definitely do.
Yeah, that, what was that? That's the Blue Angel, Blue Devils. They did that ka-chooka, chooka, boom, ba-chooka, chooka, boom.
Those are your championship girls, those Blue Angels.
No, I had Gerald Adams. That was,
oh, you had Girls Night Out.
They were the junior division. No, you're right. No, that the Blue Angels, Blue Devils took
Girls Night Out.
In the juniors, and the Girls Night Out took the girls division. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Oh, that was awesome. Running reverses. I mean, who knew?
You know,
8, 9-year-old girls to run reverses.
Tam, we got you on our video, the girls' video. Anyone can see it on YouTube. You did great announcing for that game. You really did a great, spectacular job. I wish people would listen to the commentating on that. It's the IWFFA girls. It's a video. You could see it on our website, IWFFA.com, or just go to YouTube and Google it. Okay. Then we've got our parade that is following the opening ceremonies, and the teams will march with their flags, their banners. Some of the women will ride their mopeds or bicycles. We've got some floats this year. You got the president at the very end of the parade, and then, so that's the parade, and that's a lot of fun, and that's the 11th year. You know, it was Kelly McGillis, when she had said that we could use her name associated with the event, kind of like the Dinah Shores, that was the reason why I asked Kelly if we could use her name, the Kelly McGillis. She said she would do it on two terms, two conditions. We had to include the girls, that was Kelly McGillis, and we had to have a parade. So who knew? That parade opens up the event and it real officially, and it's really nice and a nice spectacle. Then we have our registration. All the teams have to come, and it's in Cahoots. That is a bar restaurant on North Roosevelt, and we've got the team registration. We've got live entertainment. Michelle Dravis, she's very big on the island. She packs in the crowds, and she's ours that night. So she'll be there at the singing, performing for us, the registration. And then, the very next day, the games begin. Now, you know, we used to have a four-day competition, but we got a third field. So we were able to knock it down to three days. And I thought that made it nicer for some of the teams because, you know, if they have a job that they can't commit to, they can't get off, it makes it harder when you have 4 days compared to 3 days. But Friday, February 8th, games begin. Every team is going to play a minimum of four games.
Sounds good.
Well, I think that's good. You know, sometimes in the early years, we had like a single elimination, then we had double elimination. And, you know, that's not so nice if you have to travel so far and you're knocked out so soon. So I think that was a nice touch for the tournament to guarantee teams for games. Nance, you play other sports too besides your tackle, right, Nance?
Yeah, I sure do. I tell you what, that guaranteed four games is really nice because that's a long way for some of those teams to go. And you're right, that's kind of rare because you know you're lucky if you get a three game guarantee, and we're offering a four day guarantee. So that definitely adds to the value of the experience for the this tournament.
Yeah, and you know what? There are four games that are going to qualify you. Sometimes I know with tournaments, and we've even done it, I think, where you played a round robin and you got that fourth game, but you really weren't in the competition for the playoffs or the championship game. You know, that was so. These four games are all meaningful, and good luck to all the teams. Now, Friday night. Blackout dance party and best glow in the dark contest, and the first team that arrives, shots for everybody. Do you want to know what time the party starts?
What time does the party start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Friday.
8 o'clock Friday, and that's going to be at Island Dogs Bar. That's 507 Front Street. Saturday is game day two for the games, and the girls begin. And throughout the tournament, we've got those Pepsi halftime games. Mm-hmm. We've got Saturday night party. It's going to be a fun one, another fun one. It's going to be Cowboy Bills, and that means everyone's going to be riding that bull. And it's a contest for the best individual and team score. So the whole team gets up there on that electric bull and goes at it and competes with all the other teams and prizes. And again, first team to arrive with all their players gets free shots. Now, the girls has a social that Saturday night. They get to go to Ripley's, believe it or not, and then they get Angelina's Pizza. That's sweet, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, you can always treat the girls to a couple of nice activities during the tournament, Diane. I think last year they had ice cream, and this year they have pizza and Ripley's, believe it or not. That's awesome.
Yeah, Yeah. No, they're going to get ice cream again when the tournament's over. But
when it's over.
for Saturday night, though, they got a social event, that's a party that they can look forward to.
That's
now
awesome.
Sunday is going to be the playoffs and the championship games. And again, those three fields are going nonstop. And we had the girls' awards at the field. And yep, they get their licks. They get every girls' team, all the girls' teams gets free ice cream. This year we added, as well as the last place women's team.
Oh, great.
In the divisions. They got the last place women's teams in their divisions gets free ice cream, too. Now, I don't know what time the World Challenge will be played, but the World Challenge is USA All-Stars versus International All-Stars. So you've got the Scandinavians, the Canadians, Mexico, Puerto Rico. We're putting Puerto Rico in there. And against the USA All-Stars. And so that's going to be great choice to choose from. And the teams themselves decide who's going to make those All-Star teams. And you know what I found through the years? We would have special committees deciding for the All-Stars. And I think the best teams that are decided is when it's a joint decision with everybody who's involved in the competition. They really do a good job, an honest job in deciding All-Star teams. So we're going to let them decide the World Challenge teams. And we've got a special halftime show also for that. So that's going to be Michelle Dravis. She's going to do that halftime show for us. Now, the award ceremony, oh, boy, that's going to be really great. That's at Turtles Crawl. They've got a tower. They've got the tallest tower overseeing all of Key West, and that's where we're going to be. For our award. So we've got MVP awards, All-Star awards, top three teams. We're also going to give out the Porter Wilson Award, the IWFFA North American Sportswoman Award, the IWFFA Nordic Sportswoman Award, Best Black and Blue, and we're going to have some beer drinking contests. So that, and then Monday is your day that you can really just relax, take it easy, and maybe bike around Key West if you like. So does that sound like a week of packed events?
Sure does. It sounds great.
My dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are sweet. Okay. Hey, listen.
What about this whistle thing? Do you have a song?
Oh! The whistle contest, right.
The whistle contest.
Okay, so it's live tonight. What's the number for people to call in?
They can call in at 649-915-9555.
Okay, so, all right, one song? If I do a few notes from one song, or three songs?
Do you have three songs?
Well, I got one in my head right now.
Let's do one.
Thanks. Bless you, Nancy. Okay. All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
That's it.
Got it.
You know it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, listen, I just got to tell you guys, you're not allowed to vote. You're not allowed, and none of your family members or any of your relatives or any connection to you guys, they're not allowed to call in. All right?
Okay.
Got it.
or if they work for a marketing firm, or if they work for a flag football supply company. Or.
No, did you ever see those game shows like Let's Make a Deal? At the end of the show, it says something about the people who work for the show, their family, their relatives are not allowed to participate.
Your dog, your grandkids.
Okay, so there we go. So, all right, what do we got next? We don't have much time, by the way. We only have 4 minutes.
Well, then I think we should call it a night then. So this is for the IWFFA. This is Nance Wernis, and I'm here tonight with Tamlin Walker and Dylan Burleton. And I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And that wraps us up. This wraps us up for the show. If you'd like a copy of the show, you can download it from our website at IWFFA.com. And if you want to be considered for future subjects on the show, you can email us at IWFFA@IWFFA.com. So this is Nance Wernis with Tamlin Walker and Diane Burleson signing off and telling everyone to experience the excitement and join the IWFFA.
And what's the website again?
IWFFA.com.
Oh, that's right. And what's the email address?
IWFFA@IWFFA.com.
And what's the toll-free phone number?
The toll-free phone number is 888-GO-IWFFA.
Oh, and that was great, Nancy.
And our international teams can dial 305-293-9315.
You are good, Nance.
So we'll be back next month on the third Thursday.